And that's maybe companies that, and I don't know, you know, maybe a company that's called you within the last year or that you sold something to within a year, they're going to call you most likely again shortly. So when they call, you're going to be ready. You're going to, this is what you're going to recommend to them and how you're going to do it. How about selling complementary products or spare parts or calibration devices? You know, that's a, so you're starting to think, okay, when Lyle Industries calls, what am I going to try to sell them? A database, maybe. Okay, so you know, next time you guys call or whatever, I'm going to be trying to sell you a database. You guys, I might be trying to work with your website, you know, or something like that. I mean, you know, so I'm thinking about what else can I sell to you guys? At the end of the caller's call, we're going to ask permission. We already talked about that. May I take a few minutes to tell you about something new. Ask to be transferred. After you, somebody calls in, ask them, is there anybody else in your company that might have an interest in some of this stuff or that, you know, wants to, you know, the maintenance foreman or whatever. So you're going to ask to be transferred around within a company, getting more information, more people, and so on. And then, you know, down towards the bottom, ask. You know, that's the key. Ask questions. Can you transfer me? Can you tell me? Can you do this? Tell me about your present supplier and so on. And maintenance contracts, adjustment and maintenance contracts. I love that. Get in there and get to know them better and so on. Okay, let's move over now to page 69. And here you're talking about selling when the call is outbound. Now, this is you making an outbound call. You should have about 50 focus accounts and 100 accounts that you call regularly. Three or two times per month, once per month and some quarterly, and direct mail the others. So, you know, there's a reasonable amount of accounts. I think those numbers are towards the high end, okay? Lower is better. You can focus on a fewer number of accounts for sure. Schedule the focus account calls over a 200-day year. So you know, get Outlook and you go in there and you lay these all out for a month and you just do, you know, recurring, whatever that's going to be, so that the calls come up for you in Microsoft Outlook and you don't have to say, when was the last time I called ABC Manufacturing? They're going to come up automatically. Callers can make 125 calls per day, but a good target is 65. So now we've talked about that 133. These numbers, I just kind of rounded them off, but 133 is the number that you can make. Good target, 65 per day. Start with a script and practice it. We gave you scripts. Those call process, that's basically scripts. The what's in it for me statements, you need to develop those. You got some good examples in the book. Unique selling advantage statements, you got good examples there too. Ask the customer, did I get you at a bad time? That's a key thing to say when you call somebody. We're not asking if we got them a good time. We're not asking for a couple of minutes because it may take more than a couple of minutes. We want to know, did we get you at a bad time? Use your Microsoft Access database. Use short value statements about your company, and there's some examples there. At the end of if you leave a message, at the end of the message, state your company name and website so that they'll know who you are and they'll start to get a little more familiar with your company name. Talked about using WinFax Pro and Microsoft Outlook so that you can be sending stuff to people automatically. Okay, let's move over now to page 70. Ways to make calls more successful. Practice with a script for 1 or 2 hours, then use it as a reference only. That's the key. So you write it down, you get your boss to approve it or technical people to approve it, or you hash it out among yourselves. This is basically the script that I'm going to use. Is this okay? And then you memorize it and you role play with each other. You know, every time I've had a telemarketer working for me, I've started out with, here's the scripts, you know, look at them, play with them, and then I'm going to call you on the phone or you're going to call me. And you just practice it. And after, you know, I mean, a sharp person is going to be, you know, 5 minutes, let me at the customers. You know, they're going to pick this up right away. And you could practice a full day if that's what you need. Practice it so that you feel comfortable when you go out and start making calls. But there's no way you're calling a customer up and say, hello, Mr. Ross, we're introducing a new boring line. You know, you can't be reading it. It's got a flow, and you can't read it. But you got to have something to start with, and that's where the scripts come in. You get it started. Can you get a budget from a customer? That's huge, you know. And laying out high numbers is another good thing to do. You know, like, you know, you could sell, you know, get people thinking, you know, this thing could be 5,000, could be 12,000, you know, but I mean, maybe the number that comes in is only going to be 4,000 and that becomes a deal. But if you start out at 2,000 and you try to get it to 4,000, it's very, very hard to do that. So use higher numbers in the beginning if you can, that's better. See if there's a time frame. You know, are you guys planning to buy any new equipment? Do you have any time frame for that? Are you looking this year, next year? So now you can put these into your database so you can follow up.